Blog Talk Radio.
A night when Dad works late, we'll treat ourselves a bit. At Olive Garden.
Ooh, breadsticks.
It's a chance for us to catch up. So is Donna still in the picture?
Maybe. Enjoy Olive Garden's new chicken crostata, grilled marinated chicken breast with our tomato Alfredo sauce. Or new steak crostata, grilled steak medallions with a four cheese sauce, both with crispy Asiago cheese crostatas and unlimited salad and breadsticks.
So is this serious?
Yeah, this is seriously good.
Oh.
Olive Garden, when you're here.
Blog Talk Radio.
what we are doing and why that we both should want more.
Yes, yes, yes. That is the perfect song to start off our broadcast tonight, because that's the morning after when you think about it. Like, can I just do that? Oh, wow. But the question is, any regrets? I'm going to say this. We all adults, we all have been victims at some point, especially our ladies, you know what I'm saying? Where we might have been the one-night stand and just look for a phone call afterwards. Now, that could be very hurting, very challenging. Then, come on now. At the end of the day, if it's a one-night stand, then at least tell her. Don't let her keep calling you up. And if you're going to get a standing ovation, so to speak, to get another phone call, accept it. Don't reject it. But being a dad about it. You know, now, let's talk about the hurt part. Okay, when you don't know that you're the one-night stand, let's talk about that part. Now, when you don't know that you're the one-night stand, you enjoy, you get all caught up, oh, gosh, your feelings is involved, and you're like, okay, I got to, you know, I got somebody that, you know, that's really going to be my soulmate. I got somebody that's really going to be, you know, there with me and They connected me with me in this vibe, and I'm feeling them now. You know, feelings are starting to settle in. But maybe the other person don't feel the same way about you. So what happens is they go through that one night and everything, and then they turn around and they don't even call you back. Or how about this, ladies? You ever been with somebody, you call him up, and you just want somebody to be there with you and hold you, or want that special night, that special evening, and then all of a sudden he busts out afterwards and say, I just remembered I left something on the stove, something stupid, you know what I'm saying? Or he'll bust out and be like, that's my mom, whatever line, she just called me, you know what I mean? She just, I got to get back to the house, something just came up, you know, like really, if you don't want to be bothered, if you don't want to say, just say so. But have you ever did a one night stand when there was no regrets? The next day you got up feeling like Tony the Tiger, like, I feel great. I'm tripping, y'all. But listen, we all have been there before. Ladies, I'm talking to my ladies. When it's just that much on point, do you forgot your own name? Oh, my God. Did I say that? Okay. We all have been there. I never forget. Now, I'll tell you a little something about me. Don't judge me. I was younger then. This was probably about 21 years ago. The very first time that I experienced the one-night stand, I was about 26. And I never forget it because I knew that, you know, the ultimate playoff was, oh, it's getting late. And they was going to try to spend the night. I already knew that was coming. At that point, I had an itch that needed to get scratched. You know, all right, fine. What we fitting to do? I set up the scenery. Why don't you come on in here? All right. So, anyways, I did certain things that I knew was going to get to that point. Because why beat around the bush if you're grown? Okay, we're not going to play the footsie game where, my foot accidentally, you know, touched your foot. Now, oh, you know, I'm moving around. Oh, I moved over. Oops, I bumped into it. No, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is just get down to the point, you know what I'm saying, and you either going to accept it or reject it. If you reject it, okay, I can be woman enough to say, all right, thank you very much for your time. I'm good. So, you know, I didn't have any regrets. I got a question to ask you, lady. Have you ever did something with somebody, did a one-night stand with somebody that might not have been as attractive as you might wanted them to be, but in the dark they look like Denzel Washington? Oh, now I'm wrong. Listen, anybody look like Denzel Washington in the dark, especially if the stroke game is good, okay? I'm just going to keep it real, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, were you satisfied? Did you, you know, were you mad because of the fact that he didn't answer the phone afterwards? Did he have a regret? Ladies, we got to talk about it. I need to know. I mean, you know, and then sometimes, let me just say this when it comes down to the men. I'm about to make y'all mad for a minute because I got to talk about y'all. Okay, if you had a regret, which you shouldn't because you're two adults, you knew what you was doing when you got tangled up in the web. You knew what you was doing. Don't wait until, you know, we done went 2-3 rounds or we done went 2-3 days, you know, going back and forth, you know, trying this again or whatever like this. And then all of a sudden, boom, you don't want to answer no phone calls. You know what I mean? You can't return a phone call. You act like you didn't see the phone call. All of a sudden, you forgot when she lived at. You know, just real ignorant with it. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. You know, we grown. Why can't you say, hey, how you doing? Or if there's an issue, you know what, maybe I might have made a mistake. Or how about the fact that if that other person was with somebody, oh, now that's when it gets really deep. Now, I'm not saying that that's cool now. I'm not saying to go out and get somebody that's married. I'm not saying to go out and get somebody that has a significant person already. I'm just talking about two single people that just vibed each other from the rip. You know, he made that connection with you with the conversation. He made that connection with you with the eyes. This is the one that you just, ooh, you know what I mean? And then it just happened. Anybody that had that episode before, don't front, y'all. Don't front. I ain't by myself with this now. I need some people that's not ashamed to say that they've done this before. At least one time in life, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't have any regrets. Now, what I want to know is, why didn't you have any regrets? You know? So, here's my thing. I will go to another track, and after that, we will start opening up these phone lines, and I want to talk to y'all. So, DJ, you the lace.
Gonna hit a page this time. Let me take my gazelle off. Don't want this thing, but can't let go. Even though I need it so. no movie man. I'm a real woman. Been down this road before. I just need more.
What does my body know? What's my mindset? I try to keep it intact, but I'm here in this bed. I need.
They keep finding me. I wanna lay low, but continuously you do all the right things, so sweet for me. And what do I do?
What does my body know? What's my mindset?
Keeps you coming back to back, and I know you feel it all in your stomach whenever you arch your back. I'ma pull your hair, I know you love that. When I maneuver this tongue, your eyes roll back. I work inside angles, I'm a karma super pro. Keep some table down super slow, ass in the air while you bite that pillow. Girl, you know how I chop and shoot. At the same time, and guess what? They still consider it as a man.
Why is it that they can do it and we can't do it? Now, I'm not saying that it's a belittling situation. I'm talking about at some point in time in your life when you were younger. Notice I said younger. I didn't say that, you know, you're still doing it. But at some point in time, that everybody has had an episode when they've done stuff like that. So he said, I don't consider a one-night stand, even, you know, for a woman to initiate it, I wouldn't consider them as a hoe. I said, really? That's the first time I heard it from a man that way. Why would you say that? He said, because at the end of the day, if you have two mature adults that had a vibe, they did something that they both participated in and they both enjoyed. It was something that they both wanted to do. Why should it be a situation where that, when the woman is labeled as the hoe? And why should it be a regret on either side if it's something that you were pleased from? He had a point. I said, you know what? I got to talk to my ladies and gentlemen about this because, you know, to me it's a contradiction. If, you know, we're considered as the hoe and the male is not, I got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like I said, we all adults. Now, a lot of y'all probably like, I ain't coming out on the air telling my business. I ain't asking you to do all that. You ain't got to tell me what you did, that with, give me his name and all that stuff. But I just want to know, should the female feel as though she was labeled, she should be having any regrets? Should she feel like she was being a hoe at that particular time for doing that? Should she feel any less than a woman because of that? Ah, that's something to think about. But I go to my two because he's a male. So what the heck? Twin. I need to talk to me tonight. Now, why is it? Why is it that it's a double standard here? The woman should be labeled as a hoe because she decided to participate in an activity like that?
Absolutely not. You know, but, you know, with the power structure, man, around the world, man, men are the head of, you know, governments of state other than if you live in the United Kingdom or someplace, India. But, I mean, it's men rule and women are supposed to be behind. That's a sad situation, you know, a sad thought process. But it's definitely contradictory. Like, the man is the player. You know what I mean? How many girls can you get, my man? Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. I did this, I did that. But then when a woman is aggressive, you know what I mean? Because they feel like women shouldn't have that type of power. You see, it's power structure situations there. Now, women should be out there trying to mack every man. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Right. I'm not saying that.
You know,
right.
You know, she's supposed to be a lady. But there's a lot of ladies out there with power as well. And there's a lot of ladies out there that have choices. Her name is Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to leave that alone and I'm going to get back to the rest of the program.
Stop.
But you do have a call. You do have a call. You're waiting to get on here, man. We're going to bring this caller on. And, I mean, well, ladies, I guess, wait, I'm going to say this. If the ladies are out there, please be quiet. Well, I'm sorry. Call number one on the spot.
Who do we have on the line this evening?
Shoot, I gotta shut the door. Wait a minute. There you go.
Is this
sometimes
a play?
You gotta shut the door, right? Well, I'm just saying, sometimes you gotta shut the door and then open it, another door, and then, wait a minute. Oh, no, I'll close this door and get locked out. So you don't want to get locked out. Nobody don't want to get locked out. But, yeah, what's up, guy, yo, girl? You know, everybody was confused because we listened to you yesterday, like, one day. Somebody actually said, hey, one day. And he's like, you did this. You said, I'm doing the silent for Debbie. I said, wait a minute. She ain't speaking. Oh, well, it was your previously recorded show. Well, this is live. And you just went over the wire. Did you say, yeah, when I say it, hey, man.
Right? I mean, we all have been there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking
there.
About adult conversation. You know, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, this is adult.
Yeah, we go. Yeah, one night. Yeah.
What's wrong with the world for being aggressive, though?
What's wrong with them? What do you mean? What's wrong with their life? That's part of the equation of life. You're supposed to have. If you haven't, that's fine. I don't know. Will I get struck down by lightning because it's raining? If I say some people should be able to have a, I don't know. I might not say it. But I did it multiple times. Hey, the best thing about it is, I'm sorry. I just had to take a breather, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You get to find, see, us men, we like coochie. You know, men. I don't know. There's other men that don't like coochie. Some people just say, I want some butt. That's a natural phrase because women, you know, y'all like men and we love coochie. We love women. So it's just, it's a beautiful thing when you find out if that person for that one night stand, adult conversation, is beat up or not. I mean, because if it's beat up, yeah, you're like, I'm so good.
You know,
I'm
all the world, right?
I'm just saying, because, you know, it's, what? If it's, but if it's kind of right, you be all night, you're like,
my mind,
tell me no.
Anyway, now, if you have a one-night stand on a frequent basis, then yeah, you will be in a whole different category.
That will be considered
as a whore. Right.
No, but it's not frequent by thinking of it. It's like, okay, I met a girl, I can't go to a girl. I did this a lot before I got married. And, you know, it's because of the fact I have a great conversation piece. Right there. I had great conversation piece, and they like what they look like. You know, they like what they see. Because I'm dancing if ain't ugly. And, you know, and I'm built like that. So the thing is, not all of them was going to do it. So you got to work hard. But it's better for us men because if we spending our money and our, the most important thing, time, and then you find out it's not what you really wanted, then you'd be able to say, okay, you know. And then sometimes you can find out if they crazy, too. You know, those fatal attraction moments. So when I did a one-night stand a couple times in my life, you know, I found out some great things and I found out some bad things. But the choice is yours, people. You got to figure out now because coronavirus, shoot, who says she wearing a mask? I'm just saying. Some people going to do it. They're going to have a mask on and be like, yeah, I got the mask on. I ain't going to get coronavirus. Well, hello, big dummy. The sweat. Matter of fact, how about the poontang sweat? You know what I'm talking about? See? You don't give me a joke.
Well, I guess they feel like they can't breathe on each other. But, you know, I wouldn't try anything in this pandemic. I'm just saying, have you ever did that in some time of your life? Most people could have experienced that in their younger years, and that's fine. When you get older, it's a different story. I mean, you got some older ones that really want to wild out like that. To each his own. But what I'm saying is, if you've done it occasionally, one, two, three times or whatever in your lifetime or whatever, that's, you know, that's considered, you know, it's life. It happens. But if you're doing this like every week and this is a different person, that's not a one-night stand. That's just you going out, wilding out. You just try to, you know, fill your oats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
but
the people who like,
that woman still
you know,
be respected? I guess that's the question.
Well, no, that's some people like age, and that sometimes people that's called celebrities where they just don't know who the hell they're dealing with. So the groupies will always come with the one-night stands because they just want to get a piece of the factor. They want to be like, well, I want to be able to say that I did it to them. See, I was there. I literally saw it when I did, you know, that event with Ice Cube and them, and I had that girl in my bathroom. Everybody kept coming to the bathroom. That's such a long story. But, yeah, I seen some really, really stuff, you know. And I did some stuff in my days, but now it's you got to be
careful.
You better be
careful. What would help me
and then with the new technology. Huh?
Right.
No,
well, what
the
makes
technology,
me upset?
The new technology now is they're trying to make people not have real human beings as partners. They want you to have a, you know, an Android robot who could actually, you know, you know, shrinky dink on you. You'd be like, damn, how do you tighten up like that? Oh my God. So these people that's rich, they don't want a human no more. They want an android.
Wow. Well, that's a whole different conversation. But we're not even going to that sick moment. But, you know, at the end of the day, what makes me upset is when the guys turn around and then they don't even give a phone call afterwards. You got yours. I'm one and I'm done. Really?
Oh.
Why is that?
you're going to make me choke. It depends on the individual. You got to understand. If the person's crazy or deranged and they start, see, sometimes in the mad moment, it's the sounds that they make to make you say, oh, my God, you're special. But then after the fact, they start getting controlling. Like, hey, where you going? Why are you going outside? Wait a minute, time out. Excuse me, with you? No, I'm going with you. What? So you got to watch that. Because y'all are emotional people and we just violent people. And y'all just want to just take control of the world. Like, look, the girls is, what's that Beyonce song? The girls rule the world. Yeah, girls rule the world. And we like, huh? How did that happen? I thought we were supposed to be the king. So when we do those things, it's only because either that individual has he's too legit to quit. You know what I'm saying? He got too much going on. And he just wants it more. And he just wants to try different things in his life. He wants to move forward in his life, and he just wants to keep on tapping everything in his life, but not knowing the repercussions. You do something to others, they always going to do something to you. Or is that the Bible? Doing to others, you like brothers doing to you. So when he falls in love,
we're not doing that. We're not going to add a scripture in this, not in this subject. You're wrong.
When they fall in love, they fall in love, then that person that they fall in love with, they might be trick or treat. You know what I'm saying? They walk around like, yo, what's up, trick or treat? You be like, damn, for real? All right. So, you know,
stick with it.
You got, y'all people better wake up. And when you fall in love now, make sure you really go fall in love. Don't fall in love with a Decepticon, because you never know when you're going to be an Autobot. And get in that car and drive the hell away.
Wow. Well, listen, we're going to keep this show going, but I do appreciate you, you know, for calling in. But if we don't, we're going to get some other callers that's going to call in, too. And if we have some time, we'll get right back to you on the show. You know, so that way we can get your men, you know, opinion in and represent for the men. So make sure you stay in, stay tuned, and if we got time, we'll get right on back to you. How's that? All right. We're going to keep this train
moving. Sounds good to me.
All right, cool. We're going to move this train on, and we're going to give you some more music. I got my DJ, A with my DJ. Come on and lace that.
The myth. Definition of a band.
Thank you.
Yes. These are the perfect love ballads. I mean, what can I say? My twin Gwen always gets it in. And we want to go to these phone lines because I understand that there's somebody that got something to say to Wonder Trey. All right, so we're going to bring them on. Welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. Who am I speaking
hello.
With?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. My
How
name is Angela,
you?
And I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I wanted to congratulate you, 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and 2018 Broadcasting enshrining Andrea Presley on her O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with her 68th all-time and 8th consecutive number one all-time N-O-N-E Hall of Champions. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Why, thank you. Thank you so much. Wow.
I want to be like you one day.
Oh. Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet. I really was totally not expecting that. I said, okay, I guess they're not going to follow me on this one because, you know, my friends out there probably got a little scared. I think I scared them with this one. You know what I'm saying? But it bothered me because, you know, I get so tired of the women being stereotyped. You know, these men want you to be so aggressive. They want you to take control when it comes to the bedroom. But then when they get somebody like that, you know what I'm saying, then all of a sudden they want to label them and they want to get scared. And, you know, are we dealing with kids? They can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ask for a woman, right, not a girl.
They can't handle what they ask for. They
right.
think that's what they want, but that's not really what they want.
You know what, T? I like you because you know what? You start trouble. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I can tell you like to start some trouble. And you know, I love to start
the
trouble, too. I'm going
to
light these airways up.
I like to speak the truth. It's the truth. I like to speak the truth.
Okay.
So we can speak the truth.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Well.
Have
right.
you ever
yes,
in
ma'am.
Your lifetime? Yes. Have you ever in your lifetime have had a one-night stand?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
In college, I had
any
a couple
regret?
Of them.
Okay. Any regrets?
I don't regret anything that I've done in my life because
Did
my life
know.
Has taught me so many lessons. I do not regret anything. I'm so transparent, it's ridiculous because
now, I, like
I don't regret
what you
nothing.
Said.
I enjoy I mean,
okay.
some things I'm not proud of, but, hey, it is what
uh-huh.
it is. I did it, and, you know, I have to own my truth. I can't take back what I did, and ain't no need being ashamed
right.
of it. It happened. You just have to know what kind of place you was in your life when it happened. And at that time in my life, I was in a dark place. But it wasn't dark,
wow.
all the way dark, but it was a dark place. It was a place where things was going on in my life, and I wanted to be free. So I was being free. And I thank God
okay.
for his grace and his mercy because with me being foolish and free, I could have contracted
right.
some things. But I thank
right.
God for his grace and his mercy. So, hey, it is what it is. That is my truth.
Right.
I need it. I can't take it back. Hey.
Now,
you
I
got
to rewind back to something you said. Yeah. You said something that really made a lot of sense. You said, you know, sometimes we learn some things, you know, whether it's for the good or for the bad. And sometimes in those type of times like that, we learn whether that person was like, you know, maybe we might have took them, we might have given them more credit than what we should have. You know, how you perceive, oh, man, the conversation, this man is saying everything that you wanted to hear. He seemed like he's a winner. He's a keeper. Yes, he got a good job. Boom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to go for this.
So
you
what,
know, and it just happens.
So what do you call?
Or you fall into
okay,
it.
So what do you call a one-night stand that's more than a one-night stand? It's more than one night, but it's just like a one-night stand.
Correct. I call that a standing ovation.
I love it. in trouble.
But I love it. I love it because, you know what, if you get a standing ovation and you get another phone call and I say, you know what, we got to repeat that episode again, I'm applauding you, then you take your bow, do what you got to do, and enjoy the moment. Sometimes in life you got to enjoy the moment. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying have them on a frequent basis. I'm not saying, you know, it's cool to do that, you know, with, you know, every day. I'm just saying, have you just ever had that time in life? Okay, it might have turned out to be a sour apple.
Okay, so you know how, I'm just going to talk about men. You know how some men are, and I'm just talking about the men that I've dealt with in my life. I can't talk about all men because I've not dealt with all men. But some of the men that I've dealt with in my life, you know, they have been the type of people that they didn't want to settle down, but then they wanted to have everybody. So then they wanted to make you feel like you were the main person or whatever. So, mm-hmm. for example, I used to date this guy, and mm-hmm. I had this friend. When I used to get upset with my guy,
okay.
I always used to call this particular person. I used to call him all the time. Like, he was my go-to person. Like, he was my when I'm mad person. And that's what men have been doing for a long time. They have their little cake on the side. They have their meat,
right.
Their main squeeze. They have their person they're going to take home from the club when they go to the club. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what
but
they
we're labeled differently. That's the part that cracks me up.
They label us a whore if we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a thot. Mm-hmm. That's what
mm-hmm.
they want to call us. But they the same
right.
thing. We just doing what they doing. They just don't like the fact that we do it.
But we so discreet.
They,
on, with
they
it.
Want
you know
to be the only one doing it. So
absolutely.
They give it a name when it's not them.
Ooh, I know that's right. And look, how about they not the only ones that can reject a phone call too after it's all said and done?
Okay.
Someone's running like to answer their phone.
I hit miles on the regular. Call me and I don't. Why'd you send me the voicemail?
It.
I didn't send you the voicemail. My phone ain't wrong.
I love it.
I've been doing it for years.
I know that's
thank you
right.
For having me. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I appreciate you for being the bold sister that you are to speak out because I know there's other women out there that's like, ooh, she's bold. I ain't getting on there to tell my business, but you right, girl. You know what I'm saying? I know they back there cheering and everything like that. So thank you for speaking out and being bold. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thank you very much, too, and thank you for listening in. I appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to keep this train right on moving. We're going to get some more love balance up in there. So, Twin, what you got?
If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away fear. It would be so nice if only for one night. I won't tell it. If you want to be totally discreet, I'll be at your side, if only for
Twin, you trying to start your mess over there. Yes, you are. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you. I was just thinking, you paying the fees. Let's just say you go out on a date. And at the end of the date, you know, the person walk you home, the man walk you home. And I'm pitching this, you know, to the lady. He comes in the house and he says, all right, I had a great time or whatever like that. And let's just say, you just happen to have this song in the queue, and you play this song. Something like that will set the tone. Let me just say that. And I appreciate what the sister was saying because, like she was saying, you know, at some point there's learning lessons that you learn. Just because maybe that person might have floored you with their conversation, maybe floored you with whatever type of job they had or whatever like that, and you're thinking, okay, they're mature, doesn't necessarily mean that they going to be the mature person to handle it and continue it. Here's my whole thing. If it's something that is that was meant and it was magical, why would you want to not return the phone call the next day? Why is it that the next day it's like, that was a one-night stand. I can't let that happen no more. And you act like you just scratched that person off. That's happened to many people, both men and both women. Probably has played the victim in that. But there's a learning lesson. You know, you learn, all right, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm good. You know what I mean? Or perhaps maybe you just had an itch that just needed to get scratched. Maybe you're going through some hormonal changes or maybe you're going through the menopause. I don't know. I'm just saying at some point in time, everybody has done that. And I just wanted to get your opinion. Thing is, we got a couple callers that's on the line. So let's bring on these callers and let's see what they got to say. So caller number 3, you on the phone with me. What you got to say?
So, girlfriend, you're rhyming. I love that. It's Jerry. How are you?
I ain't as good as you, girl.
Listen, I love that, baby. I love that. That was cute.
What's going on, Kelly?
So, congratulations on your championship again, of course. Yay. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was not surprised. Not surprised at all. So, I'm loving your topic, and I want to talk about, all right, I'm a little bit older, okay, than, you know, Angela and, you know, I think Will of God and all that. I'll be 60 years old. Things back then when I was growing up
You do not
I'm
look
sorry,
like
sweetie.
That. You do not look like you will be. Did you say you close to 60?
Yeah, I'll be 60 in March.
Stop
I know,
it.
It's the vegan
girl.
Diet, baby, the vegan diet. My daughter just turned 40 this week.
You look great. You look
Thank
awesome,
you,
girl.
Girlfriend. But,
yes,
right, but the reason I mentioned my age was because I want to talk about your topic based on when I was younger. It was different. It was different. So when I was in my 20s, we actually had a lot of clubs in my town, in Mercer County. We had like 4 dance clubs. And we knew which ones to go to on a Sunday, which ones Wednesday night, Friday, Saturday, you know. So your peers, you all hung out at the same club, at the same nights, okay? And there was always that one girl or guy that everyone knew to stay away from sexually. Okay? There was always, you know what I mean? Like everyone knew, okay, she's really wild. And then he's just a pig. So there was always that. You know what I mean?
Right.
We never went through the stuff, and I'm not saying it didn't happen. I never experienced it. My friends never experienced, you know, my crew, you know, growing up, the town I was in, all that. We never heard anyone talk bad about anyone because they had one night stands. None of that went on, and nobody ever cried that, oh, my gosh, he or she didn't call me the next day. I'm going to just be honest, okay? This is an adult conversation. I've had a lot of one night stands when I was younger. They were my choices though. They were my choices.
Right.
And I remember I had businesses in my 20s. So I was already established and people respected me. My family was very well respected in the town and it was different. I'm not kidding you. Like, okay, the one night stands I chose. So I chose them, and the men respected me, and I respected them. And we discussed it and said, okay, guys, listen, okay, we're going to just have some fun tonight. It was different.
Right.
I don't know if those conversations go on today because I'm not in that scene anymore. But they should. They should.
Right. Exactly.
You know, what you were talking about, like, you know, waiting for that call, these people didn't call back, this and that. To me, that's a game, and that's disrespect BS. When adults, and in your 20s, you're a young adult, right? If you want to have a one-night stand, that's your choice, but the two people should communicate that that's what it's going to be. And when that doesn't take place, then whoever is not the victim is just a disgusting, terrible person to me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree with
the person to say to the other person, I would respect them more. Listen, we could do something tonight, but I really want nothing more to do with it after tonight. I would respect that. But when the person doesn't do that and pretends, and that's terrible to me. So, you know, back then, I mean, you know, again, I'm not saying it never happened. I'm sure it did, but not in my circle. And we all, to this day, I'm going to be honest with you, you know, I had one night stands, you know, to this day, I'm friends with every single person that I ever was involved with in any way, shape, or form to this day.
And why should it be a regret? Because my whole thing is you two adults, you know, you did something that you both knew y'all was getting into.
And if it was something that was pleasing, why would it be any regrets? Why not be able to look at that person in the eye the next day and say, or even afterwards, and be friends with them? I don't see anything wrong with that. And some
it's
people, I don't know
me.
Why they cut that off, because it's a one-night stand.
I think because today, more than ever, respect is gone.
Right.
I think
absolutely.
It was, we still had more of it back then. And that's how I
absolutely.
Feel. That's how
yeah.
I feel. So
it was a whole lot different back in the times where even I would say in my times when I was in my 20s, it was a whole lot differently. It was, we didn't put it on no Facebook Live. We ain't trying to do no sneaky videos, no pictures. You know what I mean? It was just totally discreet. It was between you and that person only. You chuckled about it later on when you seen that person, you know what I'm saying? And be like, oh, you know, that's when we was younger, but we had fun, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you might even meet up for lunch afterwards, you know, and you kept it moving. You know, that's
right.
where you were at in life. And you got some women that are really, like you said, independent, you know, have a good thing going, and maybe don't have time for a relationship, but they just, you know, it just happened. You know what I'm saying? It's just
right.
one of those things. And it's
right.
not to say that that person should be treated or labeled as anything different.
No.
She's just having her fun, too. It's no different. But, you know, what cracks me up is when the males, they do it, and then it's okay for them, but then they label the females as something totally different. I have a problem with that.
Okay, but wait,
but
I want to say
going,
something to you. But I have
okay.
to say something to you about that, because I wanted to comment it when you said it. I said I didn't want to forget, and I almost did until you just said it.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
This is so important for especially young women to understand and listen. This is the truth, okay? I was told this many, many, many years ago, and I live by this. It is none of our business what anybody thinks about us, okay? We can't control their distorted thinking. That makes them look bad. When someone knows you and they hear that garbage, they're not thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe her. They're thinking, he's disgusting for saying this. Trust me on this.
Okay.
Trust me on this. Okay. So you don't have to have a problem with that, because they're just disgusting pigs, and their opinion
right.
does not matter. You have to value someone before you could have their opinion matter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, girlfriend.
Yes, I love that. That's good advice. And you ladies, I'm sure y'all hear that out there now. She's giving out some good pointers there. You know, we should never have to feel ashamed or anything like that,
that's
you
right.
know. Again, I mean, if you're doing it, that's your business. Just don't put it all out there like that. You know, but we're just
yep.
having an adult conversation and fun. You know, we done did these
yep.
things in our 20s, and it was a fun round. You know, I might even say that, you know, it's because you got some people that do it in their 40s and their 50s, you know. But what can you say? You learn your lessons from it. Sometimes it's a good lesson, sometimes it's a bad lesson.
That's right.
Oh, gosh, thank you so much, Jerry. I really appreciate you calling in and, you know, chiming in on our session here and giving us some
love
good
you.
Advice. And thank you. I love you too, girl. Ain't nothing you can do about it. How about that?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, thank you. All right. We're going to keep this train right on moving. We're going to move on to our next track. DJ, you've been giving us some really good music. What you got in there?
That lovers do all the loving you like. right. There's nothing less than special when it comes to you. See, what we have is an understanding that works so well for how we are. Cause neither of us has the heart to fall in love all over again. That you're always so cool and comfortable whenever I'm around. You're someone that I can talk to no matter what I'm going through. I call on you cause I know you'll always be down. See, what we have is so incredible that we'll never find in anyone else. This thing that we share is so unbelievable that I want.
Going to keep this train right on moving. Yes, indeed. I understand we got another caller on the line. So caller number 4, welcome to the Sophisticated Ladies segment of our show. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, you got a special guest. I used to be a background singer for the late, great Luther Vandross. I won't tell a soul. No one has to know.
Yes.
Let me hold you. Hey, boy, you know what? Man, you're talking about one night stands. You know, twin, you know what? I tell you what. You always shine, son. I don't know who's worse, you or your twin brother right there on the two wheels of steel. Let me say this right quick, man. Back in the day, see I'm old
right
school.
There,
I'm part
right?
of, I'm part of I'm part of the gray hair club. Back in the day, see, we didn't have to worry about. See, we didn't have to worry about. You could take look. You could have had a one night stand, right? You didn't have to worry about, and you could make it home. Nowadays, if you mess around and try that, if you want to, and they'll be walking slow behind you.
Right. Okay. They stalking you. They coming to your house. They busting windows out your car and busting windows in your house. And oh my gosh, that done turned into this crazy deranged game. It was supposed to be fun back in the day, but now it's like it's a whole new game. It's like we doing this still?
Yeah, but even worse than that, twin. I'm talking about walking slow behind you. But you know, we kind of dragging your feet, and you got that black suit on, and they pull up
okay.
with that black Cadillac, you slide up in the wrong one, you can end up in the casket. Don't say the magic man didn't try to warn you.
Okay.
You speak in reality there. Yes, indeed. It's a difference. Absolutely. It's scary
major
out here now, Dave.
Hey, first of all, I want to say congratulations. It's always good to hear your tone of voice. Always live and direct.
You.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, the Magic Man ain't going to let this night end without letting my voice be heard now.
Oh, well, you know, I love to hear your voice, and I appreciate the fact that you even called in. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're
yes,
welcome. Love you. All right.
Love you, too. Thank you. Yes, indeed. I tell you. Yes, at the end of the day, my whole thing is, you know, still a lady. I'm still classy, and I'm never trashy. I'm still a sophisticated lady. So they want to hate and they want to judge. You know what I'm saying? You know, your past is your past. But when you can have a mature conversation about it, you know, and talk about it, it's funny. You know what I mean? You learn your lessons from it, both good and both bad, and you move forward. You know, that's what it's all about. It's life lessons. So we're going to move forward to Ngozi time. Ngozi, come on and take us away.
First of all, that was an outstanding show tonight. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment on October 8th, 2020, by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Trinity for the class of 2018 and the 2020 International Internet Radio Lifetime Achiever. Miss Andrea Pressing, my wonderful twin. We're both wonder twins, right? We always get it in. We're going to open these lines up tonight for people that want to talk about this show and a BevNet classic. First caller on the line right now, Only Dynasty's Fantastic. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace and blessings.
Uh-oh. Is this the woman's going to do our Malcolm X tribute tomorrow night? The 2021
yes.
International Internet Radio Broadcasting Nominee for the class.
Yes.
Sister Bessie the Truther. Oh, Lord.
You know what? I enjoyed that show that I actually thought she was on now.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Yeah.
And I had something to say about that show. I'm going to tell you what I said.
It's your time, Sister Bessie. Come on now, girl.
Listen, Brother O and listeners out there, I had 3 one-night stands.
Oh, Lord.
They all ended up as my husband.
What? I think he's starting that tonight on these only stations.
They all came back.
Lord have mercy. You know, what you say? Satan, the Lord rebuke you. shout out to my mom right there, W and Gozi.
Yeah, so I'm just having fun. But I also wanted to say that some cultures have more than one husband. Some indigenous cultures have more than one husband. I actually saw a documentary on that. And then we also have in African history, the women used to wear ankle bracelets that show how many lovers that they had.
Wow.
So they will wear more than one bracelet on their ankle, and it just showed how many lovers they had. So, you know, I just wanted to point that out.
Bessie, you always start in trouble and mess on these only stations. Outstanding trialist of research at this time. We'll keep you on because we're going to go back to the old school Beverly Nation Forum. We'll bring another call at this time. And he loves you, and he's going to be a legend, hopefully one day a Hall of Famer. Mr. Willigard.
Yes.
Willigard, how you feel?
I was shocked like hell, man. Shoot. I'm thinking the same thing. Back. What is Jay back? Let me see what's going to happen. You know, I happen to get finished doing a painting job, so I'm like, back. Let me just, damn, I ain't know what Thursday. I ain't know what's the end of the month. I ain't know nothing. I just happened to look at the damn text. It's like, oh, brother, I'm starting these texts again. And then I said, oh, shit. So then I'm listening, and it blew my mind to hear me talking first, and people couldn't understand the words I was saying in the beginning of the damn time. I was like, I couldn't even understand.
No, we understood it. No, we understood exactly what you're saying, man. You brought so much flavor to the broadcast, man. You said, wait a minute. I don't think I need to say it. You know what? I'm going to say it. That was wonderful, Will. That was outstanding. Hey, sister, that's his real God.
I said, I'm a man. I love women, man. But Sister Bessie is in the building. That's like a superwoman. You're probably like, yo, superwoman.
Sister
Bessie.
We love you, Will.
Man, this is wonderful. You know, Will of God remembers a lot of times when we had, you know, classics that would come on. And we'll come on at the end live, just express ourselves, man, to the Hall of Famer who, you know, is wonderful for us. And
Yeah. She's
put down so much body of work. And, you know, Andrea Presley, not just talking as a Hall of Famer, right? She's our sister, right, Bessie and Will? She's a person that has so much love and, you know, she commands that mic. She never disrespected it. And that's why she's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
You know, and went into the same year as Darlene Lawrence. May she sleep, you know, an eternal, beautiful sleep. And to see someone like, you know, Will of God, who, you know, is a good friend of mine, a person that always tells the truth. You know, a lot of people, like he said, sometimes he has to dumb himself down for you guys to understand him because he's out there. And then Sister Bessie's, you know, the quintessential researcher. And a person that loves people, and she wants to help people and change people. And that's just the Bessie. Now, guys, stay on the line, because right now we have our new intern to Only Dynasty, and she's the daughter, guys. Resident Will of God and Sister Bessie, the daughter of Funi Bakatun, Miss Offset Atun Ray. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Peace and love. How is everyone doing?
Hey, you talking about a strong bloodline right here. This young lady is going to be great for us at Only Dynasty. Her first internship will be next Tuesday, 9:30 Eastern on these ONE stations. Offset, first of all, you know, greetings and salutations and being, you know, the daughter of Funi Bakatun and listen to this show. How do you feel about ONE Dynasty? Is it fantastic?
I'm lit over here. It's so amazing. Everyone made some great points. And I wanted to just add, you know what? It's nothing wrong with a one-night stand. And I'm going to say that because.
You said you must. Right now, Only Dynasty, and you ain't got a show yet, man? Okay, we're going to hear it. Bless you, yeah, here's this young lady, I can say. All right, honey, because you are next. Your daughter is talking.
How old are you before you speak? How old? My daughter's listening probably. Please,
I'm 29.
All right. Yeah, you paid the way to win. Okay, girl. Go ahead and talk, Austin.
Very young. But no, I was saying it's important. Sometimes it's necessary because you have to know if you are sexually compatible with the person. And don't get me wrong, sex isn't everything, but that is something that women and men gravitate more towards, dealing with the physicalities of a person. So it's nothing wrong. My thing is, what I have a problem when it comes to men, they will put out this whole description of what they want their woman to be. But on the opposition, they'd be attracted to something totally different from what they want.
Watch your mouth now, girl. Go ahead. Watch your mouth now. Go ahead, keep on speaking. Watch your mouth. Go ahead.
I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm. Listen, y'all, now for, you know, we bring her father, okay, who's the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster, Nisrani. Her father, the International Internet Radio broadcaster, Nisrani, for the class of 2020.
The magic lady.
Listen, that's the magic lady, right? And, of course, this man has done so much for.
He's the magic lady.
That's her. And, you know, this young man is still living and, you know, touching people and changing people on a constant basis. And now, guys, Bessie and Will, her dad, Mr. Honey Bakatoon. Honey, we have to say that now to your daughter and the rest of the only dynasty around the world internationally.
Drum roll, please.
I won't tell Ace.
There's that beautiful voice. Hey, Abba.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm still trying to get my voice right, y'all. Y'all keep Mad the Man up, lifted in prayer. But look, I am so proud. I give thanks to all in all who's in all through all above and the compassion all for the incarnation of my brilliant and beautiful daughter, all of us at ONE Dynasty. And give it up to Jerry, Sister Bessie, good God Almighty. Three husbands, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, you can't judge a person by a one-night stand. And I definitely agree with my daughter that, you know, if people, it worked a long, long time ago when, you know, we had virtue, we had certain law. And where I come from, Navajo heritage, we had weddings that were set up where families intermingled and intermarried with one another. So they really didn't have a choice. But nowadays, you know, trying to wait until marriage, I'm here to tell you, sometimes that can be one of the greatest errors you could ever make in your life. But like my daughter said, you might not be sexually compatible. And how do you explain that? How do you really explain that? Everything else is going good. You can love each other, but sometimes it's just not like that, y'all.
Wow.
Yo, man.
You know, that's great, man. And first of all, for you.
And that'll drive someone to do something outside of their nature.
Correct. And the key right now is, you know, Honey Bakatoon, how you feel about your daughter joining ONE Dynasty and her internship on next Tuesday?
First of all, I'm one proud father, you know, and every doctor, she's good enough. I mean, if you listen to the way that her tone of voice, the way that she writes, plus she's born under the constellation of my act, falsely called Libra, and she's here to bring it. And like I always said, this is my ninth and final time here. And with incarnations such as Aset, Atun Ray, and of course, Ruach, and my daughter Kiki, hey, this is the generation that was here for Operation Takeover. You understand?
Yeah, right.
And it's our job to make sure Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover both go hand in hand. And like I said on my last show, if you miss it, hear me clearly, especially when it comes to any one of my children. I'm not that religious. And I hope you believe.
Come on now.
I say you believe when it comes to one of mine. And like I told you, you can believe in a judgment day if you want to, but I'll be whipping your ass that day too.
First of all,
what's up, Magic Man? And second of all, I was just listening to your daughter, right? And she sounds so educated, so knowledgeable, and she know how to deliver with her voice pattern. So you go ahead, girl. But hey, who that? Listen, not doing that. I know now you got backup, you know what I mean, because she's about to join, so now you got backup. But I will feel awkward as that because I would not want to hear my daughter, right, talking about one night stand because she's 21. Now I'm going to wait until she's 29. I hope she can hear this 9 years later. I would not let her hear tonight.
Listen, guys, I'm going to bring you guys back on Next week, man, we have an opportunity on the Honeybee Files to bring someone back, Honey Bakatoon and Sister Tessie. Willa God was not here when she was here. The outstanding poet, Arset, of Gina Storm, who, you know, has 16 consecutive all-time collection records as a new host, and a good friend of mine from Joliet, Illinois. And I got to play this song because everybody wants to hear that song, and we'll bring everybody on, you know, for final comments tonight on Audra Presley and her outstanding broadcasting prowess here with us on the Dynasty. And, you know, this is a song, of course, I always play, you know, with Honeybee Files. And guys, relax and listen.
Superman, and I can do anything. You don't really know that guy that you made me with, girl. I'm Superman. By no means you're supposed to think of, I can see through you.
You're deep enough.
Hello. Well, how you doing, people? First of all, hi, Wanda Dre. Shoot, I'm going to talk to you in the future and the past. Matter of fact, we're going to do the double dutch. The double dutch bus walking down the street. People, now, since we wait for everybody to come back, when's the last time you had a one-night stand, and is you going to do it? Don't do it yet. They got a new thing coming out. It's going to be called the Mars Bar. Sometimes you feel like it's not. Ooh. Sometimes you don't. Because if you get a one-night stand, lady, and played by the wrong one, and he happened to be, you know, had no fortune cookie. The fortune's been dope. You're like, oh. And then,
oh, boy.
You do the one-night stand, you walk into a bipolar situation that's schizophrenic, you're going to be like, oh, boy. And if they break it for the rest of your life, you're stuck. No, don't duck, because they always won't come. But go ahead, brother.
Yes,
I'll be back, because people can follow me on YouTube. We all got people. We two little guys. And YouTube. Damn, the dog is barking. Hallelujah.
That's them. That's them. Listen, Honey Parker Finn, man, how you feel about, you know, the show tonight and, you know, being your DJ for a long time and you know, next week's wonderful rendition for, you know, Sheila Storm and Roger Troutman?
Hey, first of all, I got to give it up to Wanda Dre. She's just absent. She actually sets the standard and really, really raised the bar for so many of us, and I can't thank her enough for all that she has contributed and continue to contribute and do for us at Orney Dynasty. Tonight's show was hilarious, but the good thing about it, you say whatever you want to say at Orney Dynasty as individuals, as people. And that's why I love internet radio, because I can listen to it. I can use more of my mind and my imagination visually.
Well, the great thing about you, sir, is, you know, being in the Hall of Fame and understanding what we do on a constant basis, it's been my pleasure to be your house DJ. It's been my pleasure for, you know, Will of God and all the, you know, the wonderful people that's on this network. And I appreciate just you guys being number one in the things that you do. So thank you so much, Will of God, and the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting this Ronnie. Listen, Whitney Bakatoon, and I'm listen, you know, something about 2022. And I have not said this on the radio a lot. But Whitney Bakatoon, how do you feel about one day Will of God being enshrined?
Hey. Yeah, that's the dude right there, man. I mean, Will of God, if you are listening to me, the Magic Man is a proud supporter of you. I think the world of you, and trust me, you know, we just lost one of our greatest, okay? We lost one of our greatest. Another one of our greatest done made a transition. And when I think of Will of God, all the things that you are capable of doing, you're very, very intelligent, articulate, and you have that gift that make people warm, make them relax. Because trust me, being able to have that comedic element is one of the greatest gifts anyone can ever be born with. So you deserve to be there, and you will be there in due time.
Yo, man, I thank you, man. My favorite number, 22. I was born March 22nd. I'm a Jew, Aries. Shoot, I'm so crazy. I made a new topic for my next show. It's called, wait a minute, let me read it. It says, question, if you ever had a chance to receive knowledge, would you use it or abuse it? Bonus question, what do you consider knowledge? I'm just saying. Oh, we're going to kill him.
Wow.
We're going to kill him. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, man. You know you my dog anyway. You keep singing to the ladies, making them melt.
And they don't know what to do with their husbands. They be like, should I talk to you or should I just wait till the next thing? I'm sorry.
Well, first of all, I want to thank, you know, both these young men, you know, wonderful people. And, you know, of course, will of God one day will be in the Hall of Fame. I believe that. And then, of course, only Bakatun being the person of our, you know, the wonderful intern committee and being able to do that. So, Sister Bessie the Truther, come on in here and talk about this show tonight.
Oh, man, I loved it. And it was so funny and heartfelt. It's real talk. That's what I loved about it. And the achievement that she did with the records is absolutely amazing and wonderful. And I just love everything about her. Every time I listen to her, I love everything about her. She had a joyful.
Nothing like, yes, nothing like Andrew Bessie, man. That's my twin, man. It's my twin.
Yeah, she had a joyful personality that reached many, and I just love her.
Well, first of all, tomorrow night, you know, I really appreciate you for doing not only the Malcolm X tribute, but also, wonderfully, you know, even my dogs was happy, you know, down here in the studio, you know, for your third anniversary of Don't Eat Dynasty. Yeah, I know, it's always daily, right? It's always daily. Little distant, right?
And my 65th birthday.
Yes, indeed. Isn't that wonderful? You know, even though it was on the 19th of May, and everybody, you know, get a chance to, you know, celebrate with Bessie tomorrow night, because she's going to bring what she's always done. And the reason is because she is the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee. That's wonderful, Bessie. I'm real proud of you. And, you know, I know Will of God want to say something to you for that. You know, being nominated for that prestigious hall, and, of course, Wuni Bakatun wants to say something to you as well. Will of God, what do you have to say to this young lady that has the possibility to be enshrined for greatness?
First of all, I want to say, thank God she's black. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean people. I'm not prejudiced nothing, but sometimes when you walk a fine line, people don't give you fluid. You gotta be like, "Where's the water?"
You know what?
I said, wait till tomorrow. Somebody gonna be either elevated. Dumbified. I ain't gonna say stupidified because some of them already. You know, I stopped talking. I might sound bad.
You know what?
But anyway, listen, it won't be
improved. You know what?
Wait a minute.
Bye, Will. You know, first, a person is already in the Hall of Fame right now. You know, and understands, you know, the ability to continue greatness between nomination and enshrinement. Honey, if I could tell you, what do you have to say to Sister Bessie and that challenge right now before October 17th of this year?
Hey, Mother Sister Bessie, you know that support and all that you have contributed to this world and all you will continue to do during your incarnation here, that would be so right for you to be enshrined into the International Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And I don't see no reason why, because you done laid the groundwork, you're not afraid, and I love you, and all of us who's listening are going to support you.
Oh, thank you. And I'm adopting your daughter. I'm taking her from you.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, you know, the key of tonight's show is honoring Andre Presley. You know, Sister Bessie, 76 all-time connection records for this young lady. It's been amazing. And, you know, I love Twin and what she's done for us on a constant basis since 2015, like Brother Will of God. And now we're going to bring back on, you know, the daughter, you know, of Cody Buckatoon at this time. Offset, how do you like O&E Dynasty for your life?
I love it. I think this is a wonderful grand opportunity. It gives me the option to just be myself and have fun and share right knowledge and, you know, just deliver a world full of experiences. I'm super excited. I'm lit over here. I'm happy and I'm in good spirit and I'm listening to all these beautiful souls and I'm like, yo, black people got soul. Ain't we got soul, y'all? All these beautiful voices on here.
Go ahead, girl.
We gotta have soul. I always said it. It don't matter what you're doing, whether it's acting on a TV show or on a radio show, you gotta have soul. And that's what I love about this. I texted DJ and I said, this is better than the Frankski and Greg Street. If anybody listens to Atlanta radio, they're pretty popping too. But ain't nothing stopping this right here. It's beautiful. I love it. I'm so honored.
Young lady,
I'm honored
you
to have this
you
opportunity.
You haven't heard all of our shows yet. And imagine that you haven't heard
no,
a show
haven't.
That was broadcast. Ready for this broadcast on October 8th of last year. And we have live shows, man. The people here are amazing. And let's just directly talk to you about that in 1 second. Souls, right? My dog, Bailey, never comes into the studio, right? He busts in and starts barking. And I love that about Souls, right? My dog loved this song. And he's 15 years old, guys. 15, right, Matthew?
Wow.
15 years old on June 1st, and I love that. I love Bailey. I love you, Bailey. Love you, Benson. It's going to be 4 on November the 17th. I love my dogs. And Sister Bessie, what more can you say tonight about this young lady coming on to O&E Dynasty? And she hasn't even heard live shows yet. Sister Bessie, why don't you let her know about O&E Dynasty? And now your adoption of Offset Buckatoon Ray from Honey Buckatoon internationally. She just said that for all the world to hear. Go ahead, Bessie.
I think she's going to be a chip off the block. That's like her father. So I know she will do great things as like her father, and she will be a good example for the youth of the world.
Wow.
That's what
Thank
I think.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Will of God, what are you going to say to our set right now, Will of God, the wonderful daughter of Honey Buckatoon?
First of all, I can't wait for the show. I'm going to make sure I don't got to work or fall asleep. Whatever I got to do, even if I got to smack myself or something, I'm going, boom. Because I know who's going to start singing. And God knows if you're going to start singing. And everybody going to be like, Kellogg's Cornflakes. They're great.
You know what? Bob Will. Bob. Sister Bessie, tomorrow night on these stations, we have our ready for this? Sister Bessie, look how time is gone, right? Our third celebration, you know, of your outstanding prowess on the dynasty and the second annual celebration of Malcolm X tomorrow night. You know, we always celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. here on our network. But tomorrow night is so special, you know, being your third anniversary, celebration of your birthday, and celebrating one of the greatest orators in American history, the great, you know, Al-Haj Malik Shabazz, tomorrow night on these O&E stations. How you feel about that, Offset?
It feels so lovely, and congratulations, Sister Betsy.
Oh,
let's say that. Congratulations. You have such a beautiful spirit. I can.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you know. Thank you, Offset and Sister Bessie. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, you know, I get a chance to say this: the International Internet Radio Broadcasting Nominee for the Class of 2021, the outstanding Sister Bessie the Truther, and the Front Porch, and our celebration of one of the greatest orators of all time, Mr. Malcolm X, tomorrow night, 9:30, Eastern Daylight Time on these O&D stations. Any last words, Sister Bessie, before I go into In Ghosting Time?
Everybody keep their chin up and be ready for me tomorrow. I'm coming at their throat again.
Oh, Lord, help us. Oh, Lord. That's just the best. All right, guys. We have celebrated a wonderful champion, Miss Andrea Presley, tonight. You know, number one in category here at O&E Dynasty. 76 all-time connection records is amazing for one human being. And her legacy will always continue. She'll be back in a month to give you a live show. The outstanding national syndicated radio. And, of course, tomorrow night on these O&E stations again. You know, so it's the best of the truth, 9:30. And, of course, W Nation is advertising to O&E, which is Ola Deli and Goes in and Fries and reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com. As well as In Ghosting Prime Time 1 at devnet.com. We're In Ghosting Time both at Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ghosting at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli and Malay and Ghosting at Facebook, as well as our business page, National Syndicated Radio. As well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments or suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ola Deli, down in Ghosting with Mind, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, and also the 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Nominee for the class of 2021. I love it. I love to say it, right? Ola Deli Malay goes and say good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Remember the DJ, because I'm Superman.
Plane. Less than a bullet or a supersonic train.